Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You may not understand it, but you know what? You are, right this moment, exactly the way you see yourself being. The only exception to that would be that sometimes things take a period of time and you might be in progress and you haven't arrived, but you've left. But unless you are in process and moving towards it, you are the way that you have thought in your heart. There's no exceptions to that. And going back to the beginning of this teaching, the Lord spoke to me January the 31st, 2002, that I was limiting Him by the way I thought. And most of it was the way I saw myself. I couldn't see myself being really a leader in the body of Christ. I couldn't see myself impacting people. I couldn't see myself doing these things. I wouldn't let myself see those things because in the past it hadn't been time. There was dangers associated with it that I didn't want to have to deal with. It was lazy. It was easy to stay where I was. I didn't have to exert myself. All of these different reasons. But you know, the main thing was I changed the way that I saw myself. I changed the way that I saw God using me. And when I started changing all of those things, everything in the physical began to change. You know, David and Gail Hardesty here. One of the things that we needed, Jamie was running the ministry and she did a great job and we got on track and were actually ahead and not behind under Jamie's leadership. So she did a good job. But Jamie was just maxed out. He was taking everything we had. She wouldn't travel with me because she had to spend all of her time at the office. And Jamie and I had for a year been saying, we need somebody to help us. Where do you find somebody who will let you give away millions of tapes? I'd had three managers and wound up firing them all because they disagreed with my philosophy. They couldn't agree with the way I was doing things. And Jamie and I needed help, but where do you get it? We had had that conversation a dozen times. I said, I'm going to change the way I see myself. And I started speaking. And did you know within a week, I called David to cancel a conference call that we had for our board meeting. And David said, I'm glad you called. Gail and I have been talking. And the Lord told us we're supposed to move out there and take your ministry to the next level. He's been trained by Sears for 37 years, managing millions and millions and millions of dollars. Under his leadership, we've come from 33 employees to 200 employees in 4 or 5 years. You know what? That was essential. But it didn't happen until I changed the way I thought. I'd been trying to go on Daystar Television Network. I knew Marcus and Joni Lamb. I'd been on their program at least a dozen times. They were friends of mine. And yet they wouldn't let us on Daystar. We tried to go on and they would quote us a rate card that was higher than their normal rate card. It was like they didn't want us on. And I never pushed it. I never said anything about it. I changed the way I was thinking and I started saying, God, I will be the person you want me to be. I will do what you've called me to do. And I started seeing myself doing it. And within 1 week, I got a letter from Marcus Lamb and he said, why aren't you on Daystar? He says, how did we miss this? He says, forget the money. He says, we will work it out. You start on Daystar within the next week. And I mean, he gave us a great rate, a great introductory rate and allowed us to get on. And everything changed. When I changed the way I was thinking on the inside, people started coming. God started adding people to us. Things started growing. People started giving, favor started opening up. There are some of you that are sitting here cursing all of these things. People don't treat me right. How dare this person do this? And you wonder why everything seems to be going wrong and you blame it on things out there. But you know, it really comes back to the way you see yourself on the inside. Nobody can condemn you without your consent and cooperation. Nobody can belittle you and make you feel insignificant without your cooperation. Nobody can stop you from doing what God wants you to do without your consent and cooperation. So you've got to start using your imagination, hope, and seeing things. Hope is like the thermostat that turns on the power unit. I heard Charles Capps give an illustration about an old hick that came out of the woods and went into a meeting like this, and it was beginning to get hot. And he just started fanning himself, and an usher walked up and turned this little thing on the wall, and all of a sudden he starts feeling cool air. And he thought that's the slickest thing he'd ever seen. So he went up to that usher after that meet was over, and he says, "What did you do?" And he says, "What do you mean?" He says, "Well, you turned that thing on the wall and cold air started blowing." And he says, "Well, that's a thermostat." And he says, "That's the greatest thing I've ever seen." He says, "Where can I get a thermostat?" He says, "You can get a thermostat in any hardware store." So this guy goes and buys a thermostat, goes back to his little shack in the woods and screws it on the wall. And when it starts getting hot, he goes over there and turns it. And no cold air blows, because you know what? The thermostat doesn't cool the room. The thermostat only controls the unit that does cool the room. Hope is like that. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. If you can't hope first, you can't be healed. Before you can believe that you're healed, you got to hope that you're healed. You got to start hoping that you can be healed. You got to start taking the word and painting a picture, and someday, maybe in the future, seeing yourself healed. Now that's not faith, but that's hope. That controls and makes faith kick in. And many times we just try and skip that step. We want to go straight from being totally hopeless, helpless. The image on the inside is nothing but defeat. There's fear, there's sadness, there's nothing positive. And we just come and want somebody to wave their hand over us and you're going to be healed. If you get healed like that, it's going to be a miracle, not faith. There's a difference between those two. The blessings and the miracles that I was advertising earlier. If you receive it from God, you're going to first of all have to conceive hope. You're going to have to start nurturing that and spending some time. And it'll take time for you to see yourself being different. You got to get a different image. You know, when I study the Word, this is what I do constantly. I remember when I was a kid. I remember when I was a teenager going outside and marking 9'5" on a tree. Because I was reading about David and Goliath, and the scholars said that Goliath was somewhere around 9'5" to 10 feet tall. I marked that on a tree, and then I bent over because David was supposed to be 5 foot, and I remember looking at that so that I could help picture what it was like when David fought Goliath. That's the reason that the Word comes alive to me. That's the reason I get things out of the Word that other people don't, because I don't just read the Word. I take it and I meditate on it until I can see it. Till I can picture it. When we took a tour of Israel, it was a hot day and they just stopped along the side of the road and they said, "This is the Valley of Elah. This is where David fought Goliath. Does anybody want to get out?" Nobody else wanted to get out. I got out. I walked down to the brook, a dry stream, and got 5 little stones, and I stood there seeing the Philistines on the mountains round about and imagining what it was like for David to fight Goliath. There was 40-something people on the bus. Nobody else thought it was important. Man, I was gonna get everything I could. This is why people, when they go to the Holy Land and all of a sudden they see these places, they come back and they say, "Man, the Bible's just alive," and they can't understand. They think there's an anointing on Israel. I'm more anointed than Israel is. God lives on the inside of me. There isn't any special anointing on Israel. You know what it is? You go over there and you see things that you had read about, but it was fuzzy because you hadn't meditated to the point that you got a clear image. And all of a sudden now you can go over there and you can see this place, and it makes the Bible come alive and you start understanding. You start getting the deep thought. Things start making more sense to you. You get more revelation. It has more impact on you because your imagination is now involved. Most of us threw our imagination away when we quit being a kid. We thought it's foolish. Now we got to deal in reality. I guarantee you, a sanctified, God-inspired imagination is reality. This is how you get things done. So I want to encourage you, talking about taking the limits off of God, You're going to have to see yourself differently. You're going to have to see God differently. You're going to have to see what you can do through the power of God differently. You're going to have to take the Word of God and see things coming to pass. You know, when I started on television, I said, God, what kind of program do you want me to have? And I knew what I didn't want to have. I didn't want to be a preacher in a three-piece suit, sweating and saying, glory to God, and being like everybody else. I didn't want to be that, but what did I want to be? And you know what? I sat down and I prayed, and I drew out our set. I wanted it to look like this, and there were some things different, but basically I came up with that design. I knew I didn't want to be frothing at the mouth and running and screaming. I wanted to talk to people just like I'm sitting down one-on-one and talking. And you know what? I saw all of this. I saw it. I saw our TV set. I saw what it was going to be like. It took me a week or two just sitting there, but I saw it. And you know what? It's been a blessing. Great things have been happening through it. Every time God tells me to do something, this is the process I go through. I take this and I make sure that it's God. And then if it's God, I'll sit down and I'll just start meditating until I see what God wants me to do. I'm telling you, there's some people that the reason their church doesn't grow is because they've never seen themselves pastoring 1,000 people. They see themselves pastoring 100 people, and that's what they're going to be. The reason some of your businesses hadn't grown is because you've never seen yourself. You never sat down and thought about what would you do if you had $1 million a month income? What would that be like? You've never allowed your imagination to go there. Your imagination is where you conceive things. You can't do it if you can't conceive it. It's like being underground in a tunnel. You can't just walk through rock or through dirt. You got to dig out a place and hollow it out. And then after you empty it, you can walk into that place. You got to go there in your mind first. You got to go there in your imagination, in your heart. You got to see this. And only after you've been there in your heart can you get there in your physical body. If you don't have a vivid imagination that is inspired by God, you can have a negative imagination that you have to cast down those thoughts where you see yourself dying and failing. But I'm talking about a vivid, godly imagination. If you don't have that, you're going to limit what God can do. That's how you conceive. That's how you make things happen. I don't know if that's helped you or not, but this has changed my life. It's literally changed my life.
This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK151 titled, You'll Do What You've Imagined, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. And remember, this is the last day we're making this offer available, so don't wait. Call or write today. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.